Hi, this is a good question for our patient, Akisha Latham, AKESHIALATHAM. Once again, Akisha, AKESHIALATHAM, date of birth 10/10/1977, date of visit is 9/2/2025. The patient, Akisha Latham, has a chief complaint of throbbing pain and muscle spasm in the lower back and the neck area. Denies any fall or any accident. The pain are shooting down through the left leg posteriorly in S1, S2 dermatome fashion affecting big toe most of the time. She reports of an MRI that has been done in April of 2025, and she has these pains present continuously since her second pregnancy in 2010. These pains have been there for the last 15 years. It began in August of 2010. They're described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, aching, heavy, tender, tiring, and exhausting. The pain level varies from 5 to 10. ADLs are affected 9. Modified factor for the pain are worsened by pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, walking, improved by nothing. The pains are localized to the lower back, which is 10. Neck pain is off and on up to 8. X-rays and MRIs have been reported to be done. There is a numbness and tingling of the left leg posteriorly all the way, affecting the foot and the big toe. There is a weakness of the left leg. No report of falling is provided. The patient has had one epidural injection so far, and some massage and physical therapy has been done. Please review the records for system review, for surgical history, allergies history, family history, relationship status, employment, legal, and a personal history, ADLs, as well as the diagnosis. She also reports of some pain in the right knee, which is moderate. Five to six for last 1 month. Please review the records for ADLs and for diagnosis page. She is able to sleep well 6 to 7 hours, and there is no history of saddle anesthesia, anxiety, depression, panic, incontinence of the urine bowel. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 190 over 118, pulse 75, pulse ox is 100%. Height is 5'4". Weight is 219 pounds. Forty-seven-year-old, African female, of a good build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, cholinergia. Hydration is good. Patient is sitting comfortably. Attitude and demeanor is very good. She is able to walk with limping, using cane. Gait is slightly intulgent. There is no acute basis for pain, shortness of breath, or any other issues. Rest to be examined will come from the template, including normal psychiatric, normal neurologic. Muscular skeleton exam reveals spasm of L1 to L5 paravertebral muscle bilaterally with no trigger points. The trapezius muscle is also in spasm with the two trigger points either side of the neck. Other than that, no positive findings in the musculature. The musculoskeletal examination reveals the following. The inspection and palpation is from the tablet. Tenderness of the spine, none is noticed. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 45, extension is 55, bilateral side flexion is 30, and bilateral rotation is 45. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 35, extension is 20, bilateral side flexion is 20, bilateral rotation is 30. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. The Sperling sign, Hoffman sign, Dermot test, destruction tests are all negative. Proto heart test is negative. Thoracic spine roots test, lump test is negative. Lumbar spine bridges, Kearney test is negative. Straight leg raising test positive at 40 degrees. CLR is positive. CAM test was negative. Levinsky sign is negative. SI joints. The SI joints are tender on the left side with positive fever test and constant test, but negative distraction, negative iliac compression, and negative distraction test. The Trendelenburg sign was negative. Examination of the extremities is from the template, except for the right knee, which is slightly painful. On examination, no fracture dislocation are noticed on inspection, and the Steinman sign is negative. Anterior posterior apprehension test is negative. McMurray sign is negative. Peripatellar pain is noticed, but no tenderness to the collateral ligaments. There is no leg length discrepancies. So far, the patient is stable. Diagnosis from the diagnosis page. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient is provided with the following treatments. Baclofen 10 mg at night, 30 day supply for muscle relaxer. Tylenol with codeine number 4, 1 tablet every 12 hours, 14 tablets for pain relief. Naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Prilosec 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Aleve 60 mg at night for sleep, GAD disorder, pain relief. An MRI of the lumbar spine without contrast was done on 6-9-2025. It shows multilevel partial disc degeneration, mild loss of disc space, height L2-3, L3-4, L5-S1, and minimal anterior end plate sparring. There is no significant disc pathology identified, except at L2-3, where there is a disc bulging with mild facet arthropathy. L3-4, there is a left paracentral to foramina disc extrusion. About inferior L3 end plate, there is probable abutment of the descending left L4 nerve roots in the lateral recess. Mild facet arthropathy with moderate to severe left neuroforamina nerve. There is a contact upon existing left L3 nerve root. L5S1 has a disc bulging mild with moderate facet arthropathy. The patient is advised about these findings of multi-level degenerative discogenic changes, for which you will require several epidural and facet joint injection, possible radiofrequency ablation. Other than that, patient is going to continue having an ACE bandage and a knee brace for the right knee, and physical therapy massage has been ordered, and medical records have been ordered released, and she will be seen in 15 days time. Thank you.